It's our Valley Falls locker room chat here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined by the Dragons football coach, Wyatt Hofstra, a few minutes each and every week. And we appreciate it as always, brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. Coach, last week, a loss at Onega, 38-6. I'm sure just a lot to dissect from that district opener a week ago. But just talk about that game last week against the Buffaloes.
Yeah, going into it, well, first I thought Onega played really well. They played really physical and motivated. A couple of their guys were back, but they were missing against Centralia the week before. They do a good job. They're a lot improved and played a good game.
Yeah, haven't seen them in person yet, but again, big up front, you know, big backs, athletic. I mean, was it as about as advertised about what you saw on film, big up front and just solid in the run game?
Yeah, then they were, yes, as advertised on film. They were a little bit bigger. Like I said, I think that a couple of their guys were out against Centralia, so that a few of their bigger guys were back on their O-line. But, yeah, the big backs, and they run downhill. And the quarterback's shifty and athletic. So they played good, and, you know, it was their homecoming, so they were motivated and got after it. But us, I think that I was kind of confident in our first half abilities in these first couple games, and then our first half didn't look very good. And our second half I thought was a lot better, moved the ball better, had some better play calls and more physicality in the second half than the first half. We just lost that battle and lost turnover battle, and it's tough to battle back from that.
Well, we hit the halfway point now. It's hard to believe it goes by quick. Coming up on week five tomorrow night, and obviously we still got a lot to play for here. District play, just game number two. Multiple district games still left. Do you see it as kind of a resetting point? I mean, we talk about, like, you know, spots in the season where it's just kind of like, you know, cut off, and like the start of district play is kind of like a new season. But even though you got a district game under your belt, halfway in, halfway to go, do you feel it still kind of as like a resetting point here and just trying to turn things around?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, the district started last week, and with this being the second game of districts, I mean, everybody in districts either 1-0 or 0-1. So it's still an advantageous step and position to be in for the rest of the season.
Well, let's talk about just what have you liked, with some of these kids stepping in maybe for the first time, or just some players that you had high expectations for, maybe playing up to what you thought they could be. I mean, have there been a few players still kind of standing out and catching you by surprise here through 4 weeks?
Yeah, there has been. A.J. Reeves has done pretty well running the ball and also on defense. For a small guy on defensive line, he does a pretty good job. And he's learning quick. Up front, a couple guys look good. Carter Pickles looks really well. And Dylan Herring looked pretty good up front. And, you know, some young people. I know we got a freshman snapping the ball, Raiden Walker. He had a good summer in the weight room and has immensely improved from week one to week five. And then, you know, some things in disguise. Trent Van Houten was a nice surprise for us. And, you know, Grant Myers looks really well, and he's just been getting banged up. And, you know, several guys have been in good situations.
Talking with Wyatt Hofstra, Valley Falls football coach. Take a quick timeout, come back. Week five tomorrow night, they'll be at McLouth. We'll talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our conversation continues with Valley Falls football coach. That is Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. Dragons on the road, taking on McLouth, a league till, also a Class 1A District Number 3 showdown tomorrow night. Coach, a lot to dissect with this McLouth team, but what stands out about the Bulldogs when you put them on tape?
They are great big up front and strong, fast, and physical in the backfield. So another week of, you know, doing our assignments on defense and stopping the run.
Well, McLouth, they're coming off a loss to Jackson Heights. That was a 57-0 final. Jackson Heights, they are rolling here through the first month. But, I mean, do you take away much in terms of preparing for a team when they're coming off such a one-sided loss? I mean, do you see it as maybe an advantage or a disadvantage?
Yes and no. I think that it sort of appeared to me like McLouth was doing a couple things different, you know, either whether the preparation or guys available or whatever have you, against Jackson Heights. And Jackson Heights is a real good team. And so, you know, you kind of just compare it to some other film and compare it to what you know of them, what you've seen against them in the past, you know, being the third year playing them now back from eight man, that you kind of, you know, are prepared for what it's probably going to look like. You know, even if something catches you off guard, and that might have just been a week to week thing or a strategy they had to do or something. Just like us, you know, we do the same sort of situation. So, you know, it helps you see, you know, contrasting films, lets you prepare for a little bit extra, and you never know what you'll see, but, you know, you kind of have an idea.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys and expectations for this game tomorrow night at McLeod.
We'll need to control the ball, move the ball on offense, be assignment sound on offense, do what we're coached to do and how we're coached to do it. And then on defense, kind of same thing, do what we're coached and how we're coached to do it and be gap responsible and fast and physical.
There it is, Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by the Elevator and Heitman Repair. The Dragons at McLeod, the league tilt, also a Class 1A District number 3 showdown tomorrow night. Also our feature game on Care 93.7. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.